finally for now, a mysterious hole on a beach has caused a stir in North Dublin. A local astronomy enthusiast is hoping the crater in Portmarnock could be the aftermath of a cosmic event.
It's a huge, mysterious crater that looks out of this world. But is it? The unusual hole on Portmarnock Beach stopped local astrophysics enthusiast Dave Kennedy in his tracks yesterday, and he's certain the small but heavy rock inside it came from up above.
As you can tell by here, there's a scorch mark on this side here, so that would have been at the angle that it came down at. And it is weighty. I'm not sure if it's composition, but we're definitely going to have to find out.
The striking hole soon caught the attention of passers-by, many hoping that what they're witnessing is the aftermath of a once-in-a-lifetime cosmic event.
Well, folks, I guess the talk that's on everyone's mind at the moment is the horrendous, heinous, sadistic terror attack that we saw carried out by Israel against the people of Lebanon a few days ago. Absolutely horrendous stuff, folks. Blowing up pages and then injuring like so many people, like 4,000 people injured. People injured, a few Hezbollah members killed, about 10 or 12 or something. 4,000 people injured, children, so many people with their, you know, flesh hanging off their faces, their hands blown off, holes in their stomach. The doctors, the Lebanese doctors, are saying the hospitals are overwhelmed and that over half of the people who have been injured by these pager blasts have had to have their eyes removed. So blinded probably 2,000 people in Lebanon who haven't been firing rockets at Israel, they're just people. Children injured, nurses, doctors, lawyers. Horrible, horrible, sadistic, heinous, and totally indiscriminate terror attack by the rogue state of Israel. Of course, Israel is saying, well, no, it was a coordinated, targeted attack only against Hezbollah. And there's all sorts of stories coming out about how pages were modified and blah, blah, blah. Folks, I've been telling you for at least 15 years to throw away your smartphones. In 2019, early 2019, I informed everybody through tests I'd done myself that your smartphone with its lithium battery is essentially a lithium bomb that you're carrying around. These things track and trace you everywhere you go, and with 5G being a targeted system, sends a focused beam to people. You know, they can explode anything they want, anytime they want. And with what's been going on in Lebanon, I mean, they exploded all these pages, 4,000 or 5,000 pages. And the next day, at the funeral of some of the people who died from these pager explosions, Israel then blew up walkie-talkies, killed another bunch of people, injured another couple of hundred more. And then, once everybody is incapacitated and the hospitals are overwhelmed, they start bombing the country. Just, these Israelis are the cruelest, most sadistic, terror-mongering, warmongering parasites this world has ever known. They really are. They're doing everything they can to push for World War III. And what they're doing in Lebanon is predictable because, as I've said before, this is actually a war for Greater Israel. They want to take over Lebanon, they want to take over Syria, southern Turkey, Jordan, all of Egypt, east of the Nile. They want all of the Sinai Peninsula, they want the top of Saudi Arabia. This is a war for Greater Israel, that's what it's about. They're going to find fault with everybody and keep attacking everybody, claiming that they're victims the whole way and carrying out these heinous terror attacks. And they've just shown you, and as I and other people have said for years, any electronic device with a lithium battery that is connected to the internet can be weaponized. Well, all I have to do is say, oh, it's just terrorists that we're attacking. And of course, it's the same excuse they're using for destroying Gaza, saying that Hezbollah are hiding amongst the civilians. So they're targeting civilian homes, just anything that moves, trying to destroy Lebanon, calling Beirut a Hezbollah stronghold. It's not a Hezbollah stronghold, it's the capital of Lebanon. That's like saying Tel Aviv is a Knesset stronghold, you know? And all Hezbollah is a government. It's the name of a government. It's like the Tories in England or the Labour Party in Australia or the Knesset in Israel. I know it's a designated terror organization. Who said so? Well, we did. Because anybody who defends itself or resists against Israeli terrorism and Israeli expansion is classified as a terrorist because Israel runs all of these governments. I mean, that's why the United States is doing what it's doing, folks, because it's controlled by Israel. Look at the Biden administration. Look at the Jews in the White House while Biden's been in power. And now you're going to have Trump coming along, getting re-elected, and he's going to be the most Zionist president you've ever seen. I've shown you so many clips alluding to this, and with what's going on in the world, I mean, it's just unreal that there's still people out there that can't see it. It really is. I mean, Jews have literally infested all of the US political system. The agenda that they follow and the agenda that they support supports Israel, not the interests of the United States, and they are pushing all they can for World War III and pushing all they can to establish Greater Israel. I even showed you that clip a couple of times in the last reports of the rabbi saying Trump is the Goyim Messiah who's going to usher in the coming of the Jewish Messiah. I mean, all this shit that they believe. And it's so easy to see where the world's going, folks. It really is. Of course, there was the second assassination attempt against Donald Trump as well. I mean, it's just ridiculous, folks. I mean, it's this whole thing to convey the fact that, oh, he's a threat to the deep state, so they're trying to kill him. No, he is the deep state. This is such a play. Trump's an actor. I didn't even really bother looking into it. I mean, it was some guy with a Ukrainian hairdo. And he's all fully connected. Actually, Jeff's last report, he spoke about this guy and what he's connected to. I mean, it's all the same people, folks. It's all contrived. It's all staged. All this stuff is just theatre for the masses. It really is. But yeah, what a weird twist, folks. And, I mean, it just confirms what I've been saying for 15 years. Throw away your smartphone. Don't carry these devices around, folks. A targeted beam from a 5G tower could probably detonate just about any smart device on Earth. There were unconfirmed reports coming from Lebanon of not only just pagers and walkie-talkies, but also radios, home security systems, batteries in electric scooters, things blowing up all over Lebanon. And some of these blasts are quite huge. I mean, you can see windows being blown out of houses. You see people falling out of the windows of houses when these explosions go off. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was smart devices all over the place and not just pagers. I mean, by destroying all the pagers first and all the walkie-talkies first, of course, they destroy the communication. So then there's the fog of war. Then they can basically just blow up anything they want and say, oh, it was just a few pagers and walkie-talkies, and it was all Hezbollah. Complete bullshit, folks. I mean, it's coming from Israel, so you know it's bullshit. Because Israel lies about absolutely everything. And just by default, folks. And every accusation they make is and has always been a confession of their own actions. I mean, just look at what they've done in Gaza. And what they're doing in West Bank now. They went into Ramallah the other day and did a bit of a clean-up of terrorists. They also hung a 10-year-old boy from a lamppost while they were there. They've been blowing the shit out of Yemen. Just destroying Palestine, folks. Destroying all they can. And, you know, admittedly, there's been a large pushback against it. I mean, even there's lots of nations now calling for sanctions against Israel because of this pager attack. You know, again, Israel is lying through its teeth, saying it was a targeted attack when it wasn't. It was completely indiscriminate. There are children injured. I mean, it's horrendous, folks, what they've done. And permanently blinding people, not even killing them, just blowing their hands off and blinding them. What sort of a nation does that and says it's self-defense? What sort of a mind thinks up a plan like that? And these are the people who are in control of a lot of this world, folks. Now, as I've often said, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. When you think of some of the stuff they've done in Palestine, used it for weapons testing, dime ammunition, like some of the most horrendous things you can think of. Spent 76 years brutalizing and terrorizing these people, and now they've just caused grievous bodily harm and permanent disabilities to up to 4,000 people in Lebanon, who probably have nothing to do with what the government's doing. I mean, you can't believe anything Israel says. And now they're bombing civilian homes in Lebanon, claiming the terrorists are hiding there. It's the same play. Soon they're going to be doing this in Syria. They'll be doing it in Jordan. They'll be doing it in Egypt. They're really pushing for a response from the Arab world as well. It's incredible, folks. The lies of this state are just incredible. Yeah, and the lies of the whole system. I mean, even this Trump assassination, folks. I mean, what a joke. He actually thinks that he can do that again. It's just... And people will believe it. I mean, I'm sure people already are. Remarkable, folks. remarkable. The world's just gone crazy, completely crazy, since this jab, since people just forgot how to live, forgot the ability to think. It's incredible. Been some other major dramas going on, major floods across Europe.
Such is the size and scale of the flooding across Central Europe, it's being called a catastrophe. In Poland, raging rivers and torrential downpours have swallowed whole towns and villages in the southwest of the country, leaving people stranded on the roofs of their homes. This, the only means of rescue. Whole swathes of the continent submerged by some of the worst flooding to hit in 30 years, from Austria to Romania. The gushing force of the floodwaters sweeping away everything in their path, destroying lives and livelihoods. The death toll rising from the devastation caused by Storm Boris. The waters in Klotzko in Poland ripping through, leaving no stone unturned and no street and road untouched. The highest rainfall has been in the Czech Republic, in the town of Jeseník. They spoke of barely believable water levels. In Lower Austria, the area surrounding the capital, Vienna, has been declared a disaster zone.
Romania, Poland, Austria, now Venice. They're saying it's going to flood here in Croatia this week. They were forecasting a flood. Yeah. How could they forecast a flood? I mean, they know what's going on. But all massive weather control. I mean, there's no way these storms that we've seen hitting Poland and Romania are normal, folks. Probably something to do with that. See the chemtrail up there? Hasn't been as many chemtrails here this time around, this visit in Croatia. Probably because it's been raining so much. It's been raining quite a lot since I've been here, folks. That's why you haven't got many walking tours from me. And to be honest, I mean, I'm so over making videos. I just really am. You know, the world is sort of going to rack and ruin, and no one's really doing anything about it. I mean, maybe that's what it's going to take for people to actually stand up. But, you know, we can see who's doing it and what the problem is. And of course, it's the people with small hats. It's the people with small hats that are influencing all Western government policies in regard to what Israel is doing. And you look at the migrant influx into Europe and all the damage that that's doing. There's actually countries now, I think Denmark, they're talking about paying migrants 34,000 euro to leave. I mean, I can think of better ways to do it. You spent all that money getting them here. Now you're going to pay them 34,000 euro to leave. Maybe just give them, you know, a little bit and send them off. They're talking about deportation orders for migrants in Spain as well. Meanwhile, the United States is getting absolutely hammered with migrants, all being done because of this Jewish influence in the US government. You've got Haitians there in Ohio. I mean, all the talk that you hear of Haitians stealing animals and eating all the cats and dogs, and the ducks are all disappearing from the park, all this sort of stuff. This is serious, folks, and they're actually doing it. The other day, there was a couple of horses that went missing, and they found them four blocks away from the house where they were taken from, and they'd been butchered, and the meat had been taken off. These Haitians are coming there and they're going, hey, look, all you people, why are you buying stuff from the supermarket when you've got all this food sitting around your neighbourhood? And all the stray cats are gone, people's domestic pets are disappearing, dogs and cats. I mean, cats are a delicacy in Haiti. And horses now, so, and ducks all disappearing from the park. Everything's been taken and eaten by these people. A lot of them practice cannibalism as well. So when things get really bad in the United States, what do you think's going to happen, folks? And all this has been done by the Israeli influence in the US government. I don't know why people can't see this. All of the money is being funneled out of US communities, and it's all being sent to Israel so they can go and bomb Lebanon and bomb Gaza and ethnically cleanse the whole area. They're all moving off to Ukraine and claiming, oh, the Jews are being displaced. They're all leaving and they're going to Ukraine. That's why you're depopulating Ukraine, which is all being done by the same people, trying to escalate things and push Russia into conflict, more depopulation. hide history, do everything they can. I mean, what's it going to take for the world to wake up to what's going on? As I said before, though, one of the most comforting things about this is seeing the level of Jewish propaganda on X. Like, they're literally posting memes and posting stuff 24 hours a day. Stand with Israel and thank God for Israel and all sorts of stuff like this. Like, so much stuff. No one's buying into any of it. But it shows just how much they are losing the war. I mean, losing the popularity war anyway. Everybody knows that they are a terrorist state. They've totally revealed themselves. I mean, if they hadn't done enough through this whole Gaza conflict, they've certainly done it now through this insanely callous and incredibly sadistic terror attack they just staged against Lebanon. Like I said, they didn't just kill people. It wasn't because they wanted to kill terrorists, because they wanted to hurt people. You know, it's permanently disabling and blinding around 2,000 people, probably permanently disabling 4,000 people, because there's around 4,000 casualties at last count. And as I said, doctors are saying that over half of them have to have their eyes removed, and this includes children, when their phones blew up in their faces. Just insane, folks. Absolutely insane. The cruelty it would take to do that to people. And it, like I said, it isn't because they want to kill them. They want to hurt them. They want to break them. Because not only does that hurt them, it also hurts their families. Yeah, how do you cause permanent pain and continued suffering to someone? You don't just take from them that which they love. You take it from them and you give it back to them broken. Which is what they do to people. They take their lives from them and they give them to their family broken, blinded, hands blown off, flesh blown off the face, permanently disabled, big holes in their side, all sorts of crap. This isn't an act of war, it's a war crime. This is a terrorist attack in every single sense of the word. And they get away with it, and there's politicians out there trying to justify it. Just when you hear this sort of talk, folks, look for the key phrases, things like targeted attack. Any politician out there claiming this was a targeted attack is an Israeli operative who should be removed from office in your country, because he's not working for you, he's not working for the United States, he's not working for whatever country he's in, he's working for Israel. And Israel is carrying out a mass genocide of the whole world. You know, all the jabs, it all traces back to Israeli companies. Millions of people dying from the jab. Wars all over the place. Terror attacks all over the place. Look at the USS Liberty. Look at 9/11. Look at all the stuff these people have done. All of the migrant flood into the whole world. And they're keeping people distracted with this war in the Middle East. They're fighting a tremendous propaganda war to try to maintain credibility with, and it's not happening. I mean, there needs to be a peacekeeping force go straight into Israel and stop this nation from what it's doing right now. The only way there will ever be peace in the Middle East, the only way there will ever be peace on this world, is if these people are taken out of power everywhere that they are in power. They're not victims, folks. You know, the whole nation is founded on terrorism, built entirely out of lies. The lie of the Holocaust and all that sort of shit. And again, folks, if you still believe that there was a Jewish Holocaust in World War II, I urge you to go and visit the camps in Europe and you'll see that the official narrative is complete and utter bullshit. And it's this victim status that they've been using to maintain their stranglehold over the Western world and milk it dry of all the money that they can while killing all of the people and crying victim. Look over here, I'm a victim, the whole time. Huge scam, folks. Huge, huge scam. But yeah, here in Croatia still, folks. Enjoying it here. It has been very rainy, like I said. But I am enjoying it here. I'm here for another few days. Then I have stuff I have to do. And as I said, it's been really difficult to do these videos. I mean, the world is just getting worse and worse and crazier and crazier. These people with small hats, now they're actually calling for anti-Semitism to be outlawed in the United States as well. Trump's talked about this as well. He's going to do what he can to stop anti-Semitism. So you're not allowed to criticize the people with small hats who aren't actually Semites. So true anti-Semitism is hatred of Arabs because they're Semites and the Israelites aren't. So be interesting to see how this would really stand up in a court of law. But I guess it depends on what meanings people attach to words, folks. But yeah, all this sort of weird stuff's happening, folks. It's incredible. And like I said, they lie about everything, even with the Holocaust. I pointed out to you before that the whole concept of 6 million Jews dying, it's a complete fraud. You know that the Jews actually tried to poison 6 million Germans.
The mass murder of 6 million German citizens would be carried out by contaminating water supplies with a poison. His idea to poison the water supplies of four major cities, known simply as Plan A, was deliberately random. Kovner wanted Germans to experience the horror of indiscriminate murder, just as the Jews had done.
Interesting how that works. And also, there was a book that came out, I've mentioned before, 1941, called Germany Must Perish, written by a Jew called Theodor Kaufmann, and he talked about the final solution, which was to kill all the Germans, probably 6 million of them, by poisoning the drinking water. Everything they tell you is bullshit, folks, and I think the wheels are falling off the whole thing. I really do. Getting a little windy out here, but I think the wheels are falling off the whole thing. I mean, that's why the Jews are having to resort to such extraordinary lengths of propaganda on Twitter and other places like this and get so many politicians speaking out and promoting their actions, because they're so scared of how many people are waking up. Nobody believes anything they say anymore. I mean, none of the younger generation believe anything they say. About 60 to 70% of young kids today don't buy into the story of the Holocaust, which is really good. They're talking about teaching it as mandatory history education in British schools now. Interesting, because nobody buys into it. Everybody knows it's a complete fraud. All you have to do is go and investigate it to see how much of a fraud it is. As is everything with our history, folks, it's all a fraud. I mean, I did so many shows a few years ago on ancient history and Tartaria and the loss of the old culture that we had. Even that stories that have been going around of the tabletop mountains being silicon trees and things. I mean, there's so much of our past that's been stolen from us. And the whole concept of silicon trees, whether they were silicon or whether there was simply some sort of a mud flood that went over them and petrified them is another story. There are periodic cataclysms that happen on this earth, folks. And as I've shown you before, petrification doesn't take millions of years. It only takes, you know, 30 or 40 years. All that has to happen is an organic object, a piece of wood or a body or anything, gets covered by a saline mud solution. And in 30 years, it will turn to stone. The salt seeps into the organic matter, into your body, into a tree, into whatever. Reptile body, anything organic. The salt seeps in there and basically takes the mud with it, and it petrifies that object. There was a really interesting video that I saw, actually. I don't know who it's by. I'll put a link to the Telegram post. I haven't had time to investigate it, but it talks about a mountain somewhere in the United States, probably not too far from Minnesota, either in Minnesota or perhaps in a neighboring state. But this whole mountain appears to be made of wood, petrified wood. And there seems to be a large tree in the distance, a mountain, which is actually a tree stump. And what you're seeing that these guys are walking across is actually branches and sections of the trunk of the tree from where it fell, maybe branches or something like that. But check this out, quite interesting.
So really quick, I'm going to show you this, how the trees are fibers. And for some reason, this shows the true color. A big chunk of this just fell off. See part of the grain. This is the way the fibers are right here. See? Hold on a second. And you see it's nothing but wood. Okay, so we're going to go down over here and I'll show you a little more. Okay? See here. And at an angle. Okay? All this, everything, this whole mountain in a 100-mile radius, come right over here. You see, this looks just like freshly chopped wood. We peeled a piece off of there. This is what we see. This is the wood. See that? That's just got the moss on it. And all this here, all the way back up in here, I'll show you that in a second. You come right here and you see, we'll peel a piece off here. It's just wood. It's so crazy. All this. And then you go right over here. See? This is the fresh stuff. This is what we see. Rocks and grew. Over here. It's part of the source tree. Where's Ken?
I'm right here.
Where at? Oh. So that's one guy. And this is Ken. A couple guys that, my subscribers that came over from Minnesota. And they're spending a few days here with me. But all this, as far back as the eye can see, is the same thing that's here. All of it. All of it. And then you'll have massive pockets of sap. And then you have, this is part of the bark, this is wood. All the mica is wood. I'll do a video on that. Let me see here. Oh, I can't get to that. That's Deontay. But they traveled all the way from Minnesota here to see it. So what do you think of it, man?
Crazy.
It's crazy?
Outstanding.
Outstanding, yeah. There's the source tree. Really quick. Yeah, these guys are really cool guys, man. They are so glad they came. They are just floored. Okay, just want to show you. And when I do the video on the quartz, the mica and the gold, it's going to be my final chapter. It's going to be a long one and it's going to blow your mind. You see this? That's incredible. Wood is like fibers. See here. All this. Everything I've shown in every one of my videos, the mountains, and it's not just here, it's worldwide. You see, this don't have the moss on it. All right, we're gonna end it there. I just wanted to show you that. It's pretty incredible. Everything I showed you generally looks like this or like this. But once you break it apart, You see the wood? All of it. All right, guys. Thanks for watching.
Yeah. It's fascinating, that sort of stuff. I'll have to find out where that is and see if I can bring you more information on it. It sounds like the guy's done quite a few videos on it. And it'd be really interesting to go and check that place out. Because that really looks like wood. I mean, I think he's totally right in what he's saying. It wouldn't surprise me at all. And they tell us about all this stuff, folks. I mean, like I said, you know, the talk that we did of all the silicon trees, the fact that Devil's Mountain in Wyoming is actually probably a giant flax stalk or something like that. And so many of the mountain ranges are actually tree stumps. So many of the tabletop mountains are actually tree stumps. And they kind of tell us this as well. Check out this little excerpt from Back to the Future.
You know, Doc, it's going to be a hell of a long walk back to Hill Valley from here.
Still the safest plan. After all, we can't risk sending you back into a populated area or to a spot that's geographically unknown. You don't want to crash into some tree that once existed in the past. You don't want to crash into some tree that once existed in the past. You don't want to crash into some tree that once existed in the past. You don't want to crash into some tree that once existed in the past.
Yeah, they kind of tell you what's happening, don't they? Yeah, so much has been stolen from us, folks. So much. You look at all of the ancient buildings and the ancient technology, and, you know, open your mind enough to think about the ancient forests and what we really had here on this earth. People running around in the long grass. There are no real trees left here. There's these little shrubs, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get smaller and smaller all the time. You know, you look at these mountains over here, you even got to wonder how much of this are actually mountains. I mean, I wonder how many tree stumps there are up there. There are some remarkable looking mountains. There's one right up the end there. I don't know whether you can see it, but it really does look like a tree stump. I just have to wonder about all this stuff. There's another one up there. I think it's hidden in the clouds. But that one way down the end there, when you get close to that, it's quite a remarkable mountain. So yeah, I mean, so much of what they tell us is a lie, folks. And this whole depopulation event that's going on now around the world, I mean, this is all built on lies, folks. Everything they're doing, this rogue state, is built on lies. Now, they don't like people who aren't Jews. They hold incredible disdain for them.
האם זה בסדר לירוק על נוצרים?
אם הם עובדי עבודה זרה, אז אנחנו צריכים למוס בהם ולשקט אותם ולרמוס אותם ובעיקרון גם להרוג אותם, כי הרי גוי חייב בשם המצוות בנוח, ואם הוא לא מקיים את זה צריך להרוג אותו. אבל
אתה תרוג מישהו?
אם הייתי יכול, הייתי מאוד שמח לעשות את זה, אבל אין לנו בית דין, אז אנחנו לא יכולים לעשות את זה.
אוקיי. אבל זה אמונה של מישהו אחר.
זה אמונה שמישהו מאמין בה צריך להרוג אותו.
מי שמאמין שהאלוהים שלי הוא חלק מאיש, אז צריך להרוג אותו. מי שמזלזל באלוהים שלי, אז אני ארוג אותו.
אז זה לא, אבל זה תפקיד שלכם, להרוג או לרעוק, זה לא התפקיד של אלוקים?
לא, השם אומר לנו מה לעשות.
הוא אומר, זה כתוב, להרוג? איפה כתוב?
היהדות תפקידה בעולם זה לעשות טוב, לגרום שהעולם יהיה נקי.
כן.
אז כל אדם שימין באיזה בן זונה אחד.
אבל איפה זה כתוב? אבל איפה זה כתוב?
איפה זה כתוב? בגמרא. אתה רוצה להביא גמרא? אנחנו יכולים להביא גמרא ולראות.
אבל גמרא זה כתוב על ידי אנשים, לא על ידי...
זה אנשים שהקדוש ברוך הוא שלח. חכמים שכתוב בתורה של להקשיב להם.
And people who think that all this is the result of what Hamas did on October the 7th, it's crazy that you would think that, folks. It's so obviously a staged event. Yeah, and they've tormented the Palestinians for many years. Look at this video. This is 10 years old, talking about Palestinian children. Yeah, this is the mentality of the Israelis. Shoot them as they run away and enjoy it. Children, they're talking about. They thrive on death and bloodshed and war. The Jewish cult is a death cult. So while they claim everything else is a death cult, they claim Islam is a death cult when it's not. Judaism is a death cult. These people thrive on blood, on terrorism, on torture, most especially the blood and torture of children. Adrenochrome harvesting. So many works of art, so many bas-reliefs, so much stuff all over the world depicting these people harvesting children and tormenting children and drinking the blood of children. It's right in front of everybody's faces, but nobody believes it because they get all their news from the television. They don't get a chance to investigate any of it because they're kept so busy running on the treadmill, paying their taxes, their government extortion fees, and they're distracted by wars and whatever, and beauty pageants and transgenderism and everything they give you to distract you, so no one really sees what's going on. The United States and the Western world in general, most especially the United States, is really being set up for a fall. I mean, they spent the last few years during the whole COVID scamdemic blowing up all the food factories, destroying chicken farms, livestock, everything they can. Now they are importing hordes of Haitians and immigrants into the country who are killing all the livestock and all the pets and all that sort of stuff. And once the food runs out, what do you think these people are going to eat? They're going to eat Americans. And that might seem a little far-fetched to people, but it shouldn't be. And what's going to happen if, you know, once things get really bad and there's some form of pushback or revolution, Israeli operatives just explode everybody's cell phones and everybody's home security systems and blinds half the people in the country, blows the flesh off their faces and the thumbs off their hands and all sorts of stuff like that. A lot of these Haitians probably don't have cell phones and things like that, do they? How are the American people going to fight back against what is coming? Now, what Israel has just done in Lebanon has shown you a whole new style for warfare. And this is something that I warned people about. I've been warning people about for the last 15 years. And we've just now seen it actually put into use. Now, the cover story, of course, is, oh yeah, we intercepted and we planted explosives in these devices and it was only Hezbollah devices. But like I said, there's reports that are coming out of Lebanon saying it wasn't just pagers and walkie-talkies, it was also smartphones, home security systems, batteries on electric bikes, radios, all sorts of things. Anything that had a lithium battery, they were able to trigger it. And they've got the entire Western world walking around with lithium bombs in their pockets. Can you see that this is dangerous, folks? And can you see what they are capable of? You know, and if the world pushes back against Israel and doesn't, you know, stop this happening, you know, if they push back too hard, this is what Israel can do. Everyone's carrying these devices around, folks. I've been warning you for years, 15 years, throw away your smartphone. Don't get any smart devices. Don't have any Wi-Fi stuff in your house if you can help it. I've been warning people of this for years. I mean, I know it's hard to get away from Wi-Fi now. It's everywhere. But it doesn't matter if you've got it in your house. And at the moment, even back in Mexico, the only possible internet we can have is the Starlink mode, which is Wi-Fi. So, you know, it's kind of getting hard to avoid. But people have got to see what's going on. I mean, there needs to be major reaction against what Israel has done. There really does. There needs to be an international force. I mean, personally, I'd like to see a whole bunch of people put their heads together and just nuke the whole fucking place. Take it out in one day before they've got a chance to respond. Before they can use any of their tech to blow up anybody's cell phones or, you know, carry out their Samson option or any of the shit they want to do. Tel Aviv, the whole place, just needs to be wiped off the map. It really does. These people are a plague upon this earth. They've caused so much war, so much death, so much bloodshed, so much hardship for normal people who just want to get on with their lives. As I pointed out before, over 200, 250 million people killed in the last 200 years by these people through Bolshevism, through all the bullshit that happened through World War II. And the only thing that's untrue about what we hear is the claim that 6 million Jews died. It wasn't 6 million Jews died. There was an attempt to kill 6 million Germans. They killed somewhere between 1.5 million and 11 million in Rhein-Wiesenlager, not to mention 200,000 they bombed in Dresden, not to mention the millions of Germans who suffered in the 20 years after the war, not to mention the 6 to 7 million people who died in Holodomor, the between 66 and 35 million who died during Bolshevism, not to mention the 30 million who died in the Russian gulags, all done by the same people. And yet they claim we've got to treat them as victims because of their claim that 6 million of them died in World War II, and there's absolutely no evidence to support that. All we have to go by is the fact that there's a pile of shoes in Poland. Total scam, folks, total scam. But the world's got to see what's going on. Yeah, because if they don't stand up against this, well, it's going to be what they get. And like I said, I don't even think there's that many people in the world. I think that's why you can't wake so many of them up, because they're just not real people. They're NPCs. They're just not here, half of these people. And I think there are far more Jews in the world than we're told as well. I think there's far more than 15 million, because there was 16.7 million in 1948. So how did that suddenly drop by a million Jews when they've had so much free run of this world in the last 70 or 80 years? It doesn't make sense at all, folks. I think there's a lot more of them than we think, and I think there's a lot less of us than we think. And we are now being infected. Our countries are being infected and depopulated through migration. And where the United States is headed with all these Hades eating all their animals, and it's just, you know, it staggers the mind, the imagination, to think where this could go. And bearing in mind that most of the Western world are tracheterians, folks, they don't know how to look after themselves. The Haitians, well, they don't have that much problem. They've always scavenged for food, and they can see meat and food everywhere they look, including your household. So, interesting to see where this is going to go, folks. And this is all stuff that I talked about, and I've been talking about for the last 15 years, you know, where this could actually go and why it was so important to disentangle ourselves from this smart grid. Well, it's so important to develop real life skills, because with what's coming, folks, you're going to need it. You know, and in the meantime, they're trying to immerse Europe into war as well, war with Iran. They're still blaming Iran. In there, going out and bombing the shit out of Lebanon. They just blinded all these people and carried out the most horrendous terror attack in history in Lebanon. And now they're going and bombing the people, all crying victim while they're doing it, and blaming Iran for escalating the conflict. It's freaking insane, folks. You know, and if you believe one word these people say, you are a mindless fool. I mean, honestly, folks, Bibi Netanyahu is the most prolific pathological liar I think history has ever spawned. And the fact that all of the Western politicians are supporting this criminal psychopath is a pretty freaky situation and spells a very bad time for our countries. But again, it gives us the opportunity to stand up and call it. I mean, if you can't see what's going on now, folks, you're not prepared to call it. Well, I don't know. But there aren't too many other things that are that important at the moment as what we are actually facing at the hands of these people, because this is their big move for world domination. They want all this done by 2027, because that's when they believe their Messiah must be brought back here by. That's why they want Trump in there. That's why they want to escalate all this situation. They want to get control of the Temple Mount, destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque. They want to start building their new temple. And they only believe that they've got, you know, another 3 years or so to achieve this. So that's why we're seeing such a major escalation in the Middle East. That's why the Israeli soldiers have got the map of Greater Israel on their arm patches. And that's why we're seeing so much propaganda on Twitter, That's why so many politicians are supporting it and really trying to squash out the resistance, really want to lock down everything, folks. I mean, they're still trying to lock down Telegram. Australian government is now saying that anyone under 17 should not be allowed to use social media. In many ways, this could be good because of TikTok and OnlyFans and all the porn and all that sort of shit. But again, there's a lot of young people who can see right through what Israel's doing who are making their voices heard. So it could be because of that as well. Yeah, interesting times, folks. So hold on to your hat. It's really going to go places, and it's happening so quickly. It's quite difficult to keep up with. Anyway, I'll be back in Mexico at the end of the month, round about then. Sometime at the end of the month or early October, I'll be back to making regular videos. Like I said, it's getting harder and harder for me to make these videos. I mean, it's all becoming so obvious now, and it's all stuff I predicted and we predicted, a lot of people predicted for many years. It's all coming to pass now. So it's really time for people to start taking responsibility for themselves, start developing some life skills and get prepared for what's coming, folks. I mean, it's really important that people do. Yeah, it really is. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say for now, folks. Just keep it short today. Thank you to anybody who's ever sent me a kind email. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. I really appreciate it more than you can imagine. And I'll look forward to speaking to you soon, folks. Again, if you want to come to an Acapulco, as you know, that's happening in February, an Acapulco next February, come and say hi. You can use my name, my coupon, Egan, to get yourself 10% off that ticket. And I'll look forward to seeing you there at an Acapulco. Apparently, Liverpulco is going to happen again next September as well, so that'll be interesting. And yeah, let's see if we still have a world by then. Things are really getting crazy, folks. And it's interesting as well with the Danube flooding the way it is, flooding out Eastern Europe and Austria, and now even floods in Venice, with Liverpulco being right on the Danube. It will be interesting to see how all this affects them. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. It's always a pleasure to have your company. I don't know whether I'll get you another one before I leave, but I will get you one, hopefully by the end of the month, and if not, then it will be early October when I get back to Mexico. I'll look forward to speaking to you then. Going to be interesting to see where the world goes between now and then. So just keep your ears to the ground and keep your eyes peeled, folks, and be ready for anything, because at this stage, pretty well anything could happen. Like I said, this pager attack, this terror attack that Israel has just staged in Lebanon, takes things to an entirely new level. It really opens up a Pandora's box for what is possible. And like I said, when you couple it with the 5G focused beams, and there's companies like iPhone saying, oh, it's not possible for iPhones to be blown up by remote control. Well, using a focused 5G beam, it probably is possible. And all it would take would be a simple software update, and they could easily overcome that problem. It wouldn't be hard to do, folks. Anything that is hooked up to the internet that has a lithium battery can become a weapon. And you think about these lithium cars, these lithium battery powered cars, you blow up your whole family with one of those things. Just get rid of all of this tech from your lives, folks. I know, you know, you've got to have a smartphone for a lot of reasons these days, to have bank accounts, all sorts of things. But leave it at home and don't carry it on you. And just don't use this stuff, folks. Don't buy electric vehicles. And, you know, you really only need to draw money from a bank and pay cash. You don't need to be paying for things with your phone. You don't need to take this thing everywhere, folks. Get rid of it and remember what it means to be human. Come back to the world, come back to reality, come back to the human race. I think it's pretty important, and I think this attack in Lebanon has demonstrated that to people. I mean, no matter what they're calling it, I think it's going to go down as one of the most heinous and sadistic and indiscriminate terror attacks in the history of the world. I really do. puts a whole new perspective on Klaus Schwab's threatening cyber attack, doesn't it? Yeah. Nothing is what it seems, folks. But anyway, I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.